Welcome to Take Note on WPSU. I'm Patty Satalia. Jim Stengel shocked the marketing world in 2008 by leaving his prestigious career as global marketing officer at Procter & Gamble, the world's biggest advertiser, to pursue his belief that ideals shape business performance. A Penn State alumnus, Stengel is author of Grow: How Ideals Power Growth and Profit at the World's Greatest Companies. We'll talk with him about his list of the world's 50 best companies, about why improving people's lives is at the core of their success, and about his own remarkable career. Jim Stengel, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Your book is based on this premise that all successful business and brands have something special driving them that attracts customers and employees. Some people call this mission or purpose. You call it ideals. What do you mean by that?
I like the word ideals. I mean, it's the same as mission or purpose, but to me, it has the word idea in it. And it's also an ideal, I think, is a bigger concept. It's something you never realize. It's something that's always aspirational. It's never achieved. So I just like that word better than purpose or mission, but it's the same concept.
You say that we're right now in this business revolution and that ideals are what companies need to get on board with if they're going to succeed. And I find that really interesting when we talk about the fact that American consumers, by and large, have rather negative opinions of big business. In fact, companies are villains in this year's midterm elections. They're putting profits before people. They're offshoring. What's the antidote to this negative perception that Americans have for big business?
No, it's a big issue right now. In fact, I was reading an Accenture study recently where 15% of college graduates want to go to a big business.
That's it.
Dreadful.
Oh my gosh.
15%. I mean, when I was at Penn State back in the early 80s, my guess is that would have been 80 or 90. You know, so we are in, I think, a real crisis with American enterprise. They can only thrive if they're fueled by great people who are working to their full potential, who are working, you know, to achieve a higher ideal. There are ones who are attracting. Unilever's a competitor of Procter & Gamble, where I spent a lot of years. The CEO is a guy named Paul Polman, set a very, very high ideal for the company, highly involved in recruiting, highly involved in articulating the mission of the company. And they're one of the top companies now that young people want to go to. It's possible. But I think you have to put focus on your mission, your purpose, the impact you're trying to make in the world, and activate it.
Well, let's begin with you, because you spent 25 years at Procter & Gamble. You left Penn State with an MBA in 1983, and that was your first job. You were there for 25 years. Why did you leave? And we're talking about the world's biggest advertiser, Procter & Gamble.
I had a great time there. I had a great career. I loved it. I worked all over the world, last seven as chief marketing officer. I did everything I wanted to do, and I wanted to start my own enterprise. And I always had that in my heart and head, and I thought about it for a long time, and it was time to do it.
So, and you were influenced by your brother, who I'm sorry to say passed away in 2010.
Yeah, he was just the most remarkable human being I've ever met, and just caring, altruistic, humble, smart. And he's still my hero, and I wanted to do a business, and I thought it's time to do it. It absolutely is time to do it.
And what you wanted to do was infuse this business with this ideal-driven attitude.
Well, I think every great business can state what they're about in a sentence or two. And when I form my own business, I mean, our purpose is very simple. We exist to help leaders activate an ideal in everything they do. And that's what we work on. And if we can help companies and people do that, we think we will have made a contribution to the world. And that's inspiration for my brother, who every day made a contribution and did it in a quiet, altruistic way.
We should mention that he was a physician, a beloved physician.
Yeah.
Your book, Grow: How Ideals Power Growth and Profit at the World's Greatest Companies, has been called a landmark and a brilliant must-read. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write it. What questions were you asking or did you want to answer?
I spent 25 years at Procter & Gamble. I observed so many teams. Some were really good and some were not. So I was always curious about what made teams effective. And One thing I wanted to do when I left P&G is study that. What I found from my personal anecdotal experience over 25 years at P&G, the teams that were really effective had a different sense of purpose, a sense of a higher ideal. So how could I codify that, study it, help others discover that, help others do it? So one of my goals when I left P&G to start this business was to consult and help other people, but to do a piece of work, a book, a study to help others do this. So I wanted to move from anecdote to more of a framework. And really the book Grow is a framework for leaders who are trying to activate an ideal in their companies.
I want to talk about the Stengel 50 in a minute, but I first want to talk about this idea of ideals, and I think of a Unilever company now. It started off as a company started by two Penn Staters, and I'm talking about Ben & Jerry's. And yeah. I look at that as an ideals-driven company. They looked for farmers who were local, who treated their animals well, they paid them well, they had some internal rules about, you know, the head of the company not making more than X number dollars more than the one at the lowest level. So